FitPro Podcast 11.2.
Start taking action. Literally today, right now, after this podcast, start taking action. Subscribe to this podcast so you hear every other guest and learn from them. And then start taking action on your own business. Whatever the fuck your one thing is, if it's writing or making YouTube videos or going to speaking engagements or just getting drunk with affiliates so you can network better. Like, whatever it is, that's your skill. Then fucking do it. Go all in on your skills and fuck your weaknesses, because that's the only way you're going to make a living here.
Welcome back, listeners, and before we get into the show, I just wanted to interrupt your listening a little bit. This is episode 11.2. Make sure you've listened to episode 11 first, otherwise this one will make zero sense. And while you're going back and listening to the last one, make sure you head to the website fitpropodcast.com and leave a review on your favorite episode. Every review matters. Every review matters. Hashtag every review matters. That being said, enjoy the show. So, cool, man. So that was your highest point so far. Now, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
5 years? I want to blow my empire up. I want to have 10 books written, or 10 programs, books, whatever you want to call them, online, and being just, like, very, very just helpful and life-changing. And I really just want to blow this thing up, man. I want to make it like full time. I want to be hitting, shoot, 5 years, I want to be hitting $1 million a year. That is my ultimate goal in profit. Like, I'm being fucking ambitious and whatever, but like, I think it's possible. Why not?
How many speaking engagements do you do a year at the moment?
I just started. Right now I have 2 planned. In the next couple months, I might throw in a few more at the end of the year, but it depends what happens with my book launch coming in the end of July. Depends what, how much work it involves and just what comes out of that. But right now, I have 2 planned engagements. One is with this company is called the Leap Foundation, and it is a program for youth at UCLA every year. And it's a 1-week program, and it basically teaches you what they wouldn't teach you in college to be successful. Phenomenal program. I've been going since I was 17, and now I get to be a speaker on stage because of what I've become out of it.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. So it's just good to get back to be a mentor instead of the mentee all the time. It's cool to see that transition in my mind.
Giving back for sure. Now, with your online training, let's just break down some business stuff for the people so there's a bit of practical application here. So you've got your online training, you've got your books, I know you've got affiliate programs, you've got your speaking engagements. How do you market all of these out to get some eyes on them?
Well, I do podcasts like these. I do a lot of writing for other blogs. That's helped. But I've also built up a very good network of connections over the past few years that have really been like, I know this person, or I just name drop a lot, and that really helps because I know them and they introduce me to certain people, and that leads to the next person, and then 3 people down, I'm talking with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, you know, stuff like that happens. It really is about meeting the right people and working your ass off until you get those mentors that you really dream of. You know, those mentors that they have the life that you want. So you got to learn from them how the fuck they did it. That's really it.
Wait. Let's take it back. Have you spoken to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, I actually haven't yet, unfortunately. But I really hope so.
One day. I've met Ronnie Coleman in Full Heat. That's the closest I've gotten. But, yes, not the same level, obviously. But one day I will shake Arnie's hand and say, get to the chopper. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Now, so we've done the 3, well, let's say 4 major points. And the 5th one would be, what sort of advice can you give to any up-and-comers that want to get involved in the online training, basically industry?
What kind of advice? So 1 piece of advice. Is that like what you're looking for? Because I got books of advice if you want.
Books of advice. Well, what's your, if you had a golden egg?
Golden egg, okay.
What would it be?
other than my fuck the 10,000 hours rule, I would say learn direct response marketing. That would be the golden egg. Study the people, copywriting and direct response marketing, so you learn how to sell, because nothing happens until a sale is made. Let's be real. Until you can sell your prospect on that kind of life, that kind of the person that's fat, you need to sell them on being fit. You need to show them, because they're not there yet. They don't see it. You have to paint such a vivid picture in their mind that they can see themselves as the person that has those abs or that ass or whatever the fuck else it is. Because if you can't sell them, they're not going to take action. And without action, nothing happens.
And, so, I mean, everything sells, so we're always selling. And that, what most people need to realize is it's not a scary, crazy thing. It is actually what we do day to day. So it's closing the damn sale at the end of the day. I see a lot of people do is they do everything before closing the sale well.
Yeah.
They struggle to ask for money, or they struggle to ask for the sale.
Yeah.
How do you get around that?
Honestly, it's like you just have to have belief in yourself. Like, you become this type of person that has this body and have the knowledge to take someone else to that level. And you know how great your life is because of it. You know the attention you have. You know how much, as a guy, how many girls linger on you longer because of my abs or my biceps. And you know that that person that you're trying to close, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, that person would love that. They would love to have that attention, that high status power that comes with building a badass body, or that charisma. So I know that I'm worth it because of the effort I've put in, because of the time I've sacrificed to learn all the mistakes and go through all the pain of becoming this kind of person. That's how I get over it. I'm like, fuck it. I know what I'm worth. So this is what I'm worth, and if you don't want it, then find someone else. And I know that I can deliver results. So you might find someone else that's cheaper, and they might deliver you subpar results. And that's just their loss. And time, man, time is the most valuable thing, right? We don't get it back. Money comes and goes. It flows. It's like energy. But time, man, it's every second now that we're on this podcast, like, we'll never get back. So that's the most important thing.
Most important thing. Beautiful. And again, I forgot what I was going to say, but this is bullshit. I think it's just late. But it escapes me. So, Pete, what else? Is there any other sort of advice you can give to somebody that's starting, just starting out? So we've got the closing of the deal, but just starting, like,
yeah.
In terms of they've just got their qualification.
Okay. Honestly, you have to focus and find your one thing. That's a phenomenal book, and I suggest everyone reads it. It's The One Thing by Gary K. I forget his last name. But you have to find that one thing, and for me, that one thing was writing. I know I'm a good writer, and so that's what I went all in on. You know, I started writing. I started writing books. I started writing articles for everyone. And just helping as many people as I can, especially the fitness professionals, other fitness professionals. Because, like, man, as a blogger, like, I don't have time to write content every single day. So I love it when people offer me free content in exchange for exposure, right? And that's how I started out. You just do that. And then you help people and you get on their podcast and you just give your advice. Because at the end of the day, man, you're just helping other people. That's all it is.
We're all in the same industry.
Yeah. We're all helping each other. We're just a big family, just spread out across the globe, trying to make the world a fitter place. That's all it is. Just healthier, fitter. So.
And that book was One Thing by Gary Keller.
Yes, that's it.
That's the name. Cool. One of our last questions. What is your opinion on fitness professionals that don't look like fitness professionals? How, like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, you're gonna get me, like, angry.
let's do it.
Dude, this is the fucking worst thing ever. Look, like, first of all, man, think about, do you want a fat doctor? Do you want a doctor that smokes? No, no one wants a fucking fat doctor. Why the fuck would you take advice from someone who doesn't look the way you want to, especially a personal trainer, man? Like, why? If they can't fix themselves, how the fuck are they going to fix you? That's what I don't understand. I walk on a Good Life sometimes when I'm training, and like I see all these fat personal trainers training fat, and like, hey, I was quote my sister, we're in the gym, and she'd send me a Snapchat. She's like, literally, all she said was the blind leading the blind because of some fat personal trainer training another fat guy. Like, how the fuck do you expect to get results from someone who can't get results from themselves?
I can see the mental aspect of it. They feel more comfortable in that situation. But yeah, how can you expect to get like a result that the person that's training you doesn't have?
Exactly. You're just pissing away money and pissing away time. It's working with those people. Those people should be fucking shot. So, like,
round them up and maybe they should just send them all to a boot camp with you, make them all do your $18,000 course, and they'll be great trainers after that. One takeaway from you, Pete, that I think a lot of listeners should take away is that you have conviction in who you are and what you do. All right. And sometimes I think people get lost in the sea, the ocean of mediocre trainers and mediocre fitness professionals out there. And by association, you're a mediocre trainer. So what makes you different? What makes you who you are? And you touched on that before, but do you actually believe it yourself?
Of course, I believe it myself, or else I wouldn't be able to be the person I am today. But what makes me different, I think, is I just have a different standard education than most personal trainers. I never took the personal training like course or whatever the certification, because you don't need it as an online trainer. I get around the right mentors. I've learned a lot about psychology, and I've actually been very involved in like, are you familiar with like the seduction world, the dating world?
Yes.
Yes.
What's it, Real Dynamics?
Yeah, Real Social Dynamics.
Real Social Dynamics.
Yeah, that kind of world. So, and they're fucking phenomenal marketers. But, like, let's be real, man. Like, you can't get all the bitches. Like, there's just not enough bitches in the world that you get all the bitches. There's too many guys out there. Right? So, learning from them, learning the marketing and the selling, which is a big thing, because that's what you do when you're dating, man. You're selling yourself to a girl. That's what it is. So I've had a very different education, I would say. In my education, I've been very self-motivated, and I've just self-taught, because as much as I learned from school, I've read easily 20,000 hours in just like books and trainings, and just like putting myself in the gym and trying different training styles, training methods, you know, working my way from just like the general bodybuilding split to like Olympian style weightlifting programs.
And I think it's that further education. In Australia, we've got, for personal trainers, it's really pigeonholing them, but they've got what's called continuous learning points that they need to complete. But that's just a big cash grab, guys. That's what you need to understand. The real education is stuff that you don't pay for in that sort of level. It's what stuff you have to go looking for, stuff you have to the self-education. You know, they say formal education will make you a living, but self-education will make you a fortune. That is what you need to be doing constantly, is growing. And stuff like Real Social Dynamics, yes, as sleazy as it can be, guys picking up girls and blah, 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 girls do it too, but when you look at like the big guys actually studying this sort of stuff, so for example, Elliot Hultz, he's balls deep in that world, the mental side of things, and he's a phenomenal trainer. Mm-hmm. He's a phenomenal fitness professional, and he is very unique in what he does. So it's figuring out, it's being different. You don't have to be a carbon copy, and I think from this podcast, you will see so many different guests, so many different industries, but they all have conviction in themselves. They all are continually learning, and they all are very, very unique.
Yeah.
So that's one big takeaway. Now, Pete, I think we've covered a lot of it. We've covered most of the stuff. I think we've actually put out some in your face shit today, and I like them. I really do. But where can the listeners find you, Pete? What's your contacts? How do people get a hold of you?
Okay. You can go to my website, which is peterzemis.com, and you'll find everything you need to about me there, my books and
my programs. If you need like support or you just want to, you know, shoot the shit, support at petersemmons.com. So my assistant, Samantha, will take care of you. And that'll be it.
He's 21 years old and he's got an assistant. All right. So what are some, before we go, what are some other resources that people can use? Very much, very similar to like podcasts or books or anything. What are some resources that you recommend people get a hold of today? Besides your books, which they should.
Podcasts, I would say. So I have for fitness podcasts, I would do Muscle for Life by Mike Matthews. The Kino Body Podcast by Greg O'Gallagher and the Jay Ferrugia Show by Jay Ferrugia. From marketing, I would say I Love Marketing by Joe Polish is a fantastic podcast. And then for general self-development and interest, I like listening to Tim Ferriss. And as for books, man, so there's a book called The Education of Millionaires. Let me just see if I find it on my desk somewhere. The Education of Millionaires by Michael Ellsberg, which will literally teach you everything you need to know that you wouldn't get learned in college and whatever you need to sell the fuck out of whatever you're doing. So I would say that book, The One Thing by Gary Keller, as you mentioned. And I really like Malcolm Gladwell's Outliers. I think it's very enlightening.
So those are some amazing resources. I've read a lot of them myself and I've listened to a lot of them myself. And what you'll find, listeners, is that the people that are moving, or the people that are grinding, that are working, are all doing, they're all doing the same thing. Yeah. There's a set of principles to follow, and one of those is grow your damn mind. Mm-hmm. All right. So those sort of resources are great. Pete, anything you wanted to say before you leave?
No, man, honestly, fucking start taking action. Literally today, right now, after this podcast, start taking action. Subscribe to this podcast so you hear every other guest and learn from them. And then start taking action on your own business. Whatever the fuck your one thing is, if it's writing or making YouTube videos or going to speaking engagements or just getting drunk with affiliates so you can network better. Like, whatever it is, if that's your skill, then fucking do it. Go all in on your skills and fuck your weaknesses, because that's the only way you're going to make a living here. That's how I see it.
Love it. Best way to close a podcast ever. Again, I'd like to thank all the listeners for coming on. Pete, thank you for coming on today as well. You dropped some bombs.
All right. Thank you, Marvin.
And again, listeners, if you haven't subscribed, you've got two people yelling at you to subscribe to this podcast. So you need to be subscribed to this podcast. And leave us a review, especially on this episode. I feel like we're going to get a lot of comments on this episode, Pete, hopefully. We will be sharing it when it goes live. And I've been doing these podcasts for a long time, Pete, and I still don't know how to fucking end them.
No?
How do other people end them? Because, again, do you just fade out? Do you just say peace? I have no fucking idea. So I just end up saying peace, and I'll catch you on the next one.
All right.
And that was episode 11 of the Fit Pro podcast. It was a lot of fun recording it, and I'm sure that came through the audio as well. And one thing, I just wanted to apologize about the audio quality. Again, sometimes we can't do much about the internet connection, and we just got to make do. So the content was great. At times the audio was a little bit choppy, but we got through it and you made it here. So if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you're just an amazing fan. And make sure you've left a review on the episode. Thanks for subscribing. The next episode comes out on Friday, and it's a nice one. It's a girl this time. We need to get more women on here. So it's a woman. I will be previewing who it is on the Facebook page throughout the week. And thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for the support. It means a lot. And that's the Fit Pro podcast. Peace.